HarperCollins presents Big Date Energy by Bethany Rutter. Read by L. Potter.
For anyone who specifically identifies as a greedy bisexual. Application form to submit a friend or family member to new TV show The Meet Cute from Red Rooster Productions. Who's your mate? Fran Baker. How do you know them? I'm her mother. Why do you want your mate to take part in the Meet Cute? I recently heard my daughter use the phrase slag era to describe her current dating habits. That just isn't her. Fran unfortunately experienced a breakup recently and hasn't been herself ever since. She needs to find someone to settle down with, but instead she's been dating everyone. And I mean everyone. Describe your mate in three words. Optimistic, loving, confident. What is your mate's type? Tall, fun, attractive. If your mate was a dog, what breed would they be? A poodle, no question. Very showy. What kind of person should they not go on a date with? Anyone that likes getting a word in edgeways. What would you be looking for in a partner for your mate? Fran is good fun, so someone who doesn't take themselves too seriously. However, she can sometimes be too much fun, if you get what I mean. So maybe someone who has a calming influence on her. And she likes tall people. What would be their dream date? She tells me about all the dates she's going on at the moment, and all they ever seem to do is go to the pub. Where's the romance? My daughter deserves to be swept off her feet and have some glamour in her life. What dating advice would you give them? I'm not exactly famous for my long/successful relationships. Can I skip this question? What are their relationship weaknesses? The main bloody weakness is that she now doesn't seem very interested in a relationship. But I know if she met the right person, she could change her mind. What's their relationship history? Well, that's the thing. She's always been in a relationship. And I mean always, ever since she was at school. That's why it's so strange for her to be single. She's just not a single kind of girl. Everyone knows that. She's recently broken up with her girlfriend, Miranda. I liked her, but she was a bit boring, wasn't right for Franny, too sensible. And I think her and Fran had different ideas about life. That's how Fran put it to me, anyway. It's a shame they broke up, but I have to say I don't think they were a perfect match. Still, it was nice for her to be with someone calm and kind. She was a librarian, I think. Loved a cardigan. Or was she an archivist? You'll have to ask Fran. Either way, they were together for 4 years, so there must have been something there. Before Miranda, there was Daniel. God, he was handsome. He was big and blonde. Polish surname, maybe? Lemanski, I think it was. Anyway, he was very good-looking, and they were together for years. 7 years in all. Lots of fighting, though. She never seemed that happy with him, like she could never just relax and enjoy it because there was always some drama to distract her. I think she liked him because he was very handsome. I know I've mentioned that before. I could never get it out of her whether he cheated on her or not. She never seemed to want to talk about it. Anyway, about a week after they had finally broken up, she met Miranda, so she's really never been single. Oh, and I think she met Daniel straight after another breakup. I suppose that would be from her girlfriend in secondary school. Now, that was a fucking awful bad breakup. Lots of tears and moping, but it was so long ago I can't tell you too much about the relationship. God, I've really gone on, haven't I? You probably didn't need to know any of this, did you? How is your mate going to react to being set up on the Meet Cute? She'll be furious, but it's for her own good. And if this truly is her slag era, as she so delicately puts it, then she won't object too much.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?